Here's a story about a chance encounter at a train station in 1941. It's from commentator Bruce Nemiroff.
In those days in the South, it was common for black men and a few women to play the blues on street corners and in bars and cafes, any public place where the police were agreeable and passersby might contribute a quarter or a dime. Those were Jim Crow days, long before the blues became frat party music. In the spring of 1941, Joe Holmes was playing and singing for tips on the platform of Macon, Georgia's Terminal Station. Holmes had never made records, though he was as good as most that had. When a well-dressed black man approached Holmes and asked about the song he'd been singing, Holmes replied that he'd written it himself. Fisk University music professor John Work had just gotten off the train from Nashville. He was on his way to Fort Valley, Georgia, to the annual Negro Folk Music Festival at the State College. He hoped to collect folk songs, and he had a portable disc recorder with him. Work had time to kill while he waited for his connection, and his ears were always open to new songs. About Joe Holmes' blues, Work wrote, "The song as sung represents, practically, a complete composition." Work showed Holmes a recording machine and asked if Holmes would sing the song again, and Holmes agreed. If Professor Work, a composer himself, thought the song worth a record, maybe he'd play it for others. Holmes had been looking for a professional break. He told his story, and Work wrote this in his notebook. Joe Holmes, 21 years old, born in Daytona, mother and father separated when a baby, learned to play the ukulele in Sanford, Florida. Later, Mr. Dobie taught him guitar in West Palm Beach. Work went on to note that Holmes used to play lead guitar in a novelty band of two guitars, a washboard, and a bass. When he was 17 or 18, he sat in with them after he heard them playing in a bar. They liked it so much they asked him to join them professionally. He had been with them about a month when he found out the other guitar player was his father. Holmes didn't believe it at first. The band played a year or so in Florida and then came to Macon to the Pioneer Club for 6 months. They went to New York but were busted on the street there. Holmes came back to Macon and had been on his own ever since.
There's my poor mother. She comes out and prays for me. She said, "Little Joe is my son, wheresoever he may be."
Some musicians achieve fame through a combination of talent, ambition, and opportunity. Many more, just as talented, remain unnoticed by the world at large. But for an accidental meeting with Professor Work and his recording machine, Joe Holmes might have left no trace at all.
Bruce Nemiroff is the editor of the book Lost Delta Found. To hear the entire song and see Professor Work's notes from that day, go to our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.